USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. After a break for dinner, lawmakers returned for more voting to see who the next House Speaker would be. However, a vote to adjourn until noon passed by just two votes. 20 hardline Republicans had separated themselves from Kevin McCarthy, who is vying for the seat. The Buffalo Bills say Damar Hamlin is still in critical condition with some improvements following the stunning collapse and cardiac arrest on the field Monday night. Speaking on CNN's The Situation Room, the NFL's chief medical examiner, Dr. Alan Sills, expects the hospital to start providing updates soon.
I would anticipate that they'll do briefings as guided by Damar's family, which is what we all would want. We want to respect his privacy and their emotions in this time. We are in regular contact with them and with the hospital and obviously with the Bills medical staff.
The 24-year-old Hamlin remains in the ICU. Another body has been recovered in the aftermath of last weekend's atmospheric river storm in California. Authorities found the body of a woman while recovering flooded-out cars. It's the second body found in that part of Sacramento County since the storm caused levees in the area to breach last weekend. Salesforce is set to reduce its staff by 10%.
The San Francisco-based tech company announced the restructuring plan today. Its co-chief executive wrote in a letter to employees the cuts are a result of customers taking a more cautious approach to spending, and now Salesforce has a surplus of workers hired during a revenue surge earlier in the COVID pandemic. The company has around 80,000 employees globally, and the layoffs, including reducing its office space in certain markets, are set to occur over the coming weeks. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The new Omicron subvariant is the most contagious type of COVID-19 you can get. However, the World Health Organization says the variant XBB.1.5 doesn't seem to make people any sicker. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
After six rounds, the House adjourned until noon, when they will resume voting for the next speaker. Kevin McCarthy, who has eyes on being the speaker, tells CNN that no deal has been made, but his camp is making productive discussions. President Biden says he's going to be making a statement on border security on Thursday. Biden told reporters that we're working out details now with regards to a trip to the southern border. Negotiations for nurses at one New York City hospital are stalling as the threat of a strike looms. Leadership at Montefiore Hospital says the New York State Nurses Association has refused to come to an agreement despite offering an 18% wage increase, fully funded health care for life, and a significant increase in registered nurses. Representatives of Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin are praising donations made to his foundation. In an update posted to the GoFundMe page for Hamlin's Chasing M's Foundation toy drive, his team said the fundraiser has become an overnight reminder of the incredible nature of humankind. More than $6.7 million has been donated after Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest during the Buffalo game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The NFL's chief medical examiner, Dr. Alan Sills, says the reason for Hamlin's heart attack may never be fully understood.
It can be difficult sometimes to understand the cause of cardiac arrest, and we may never actually have a definitive answer.
Sills spoke on CNN's The Situation Room. A state of emergency is in place in California as a major winter storm arrives with incoming wind, rain, and flood dangers. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.